Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the Zonta Club of Jamestown, Kara Brinster, joining us on Let's Talk About It. And Kara, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time joining us. Excited to talk about the Zonta Club, but also the ever-growing Outstanding Women Leaders banquet that you guys put on. It's grown so much in the last 3 years that you've put it on. But before we talk about that, we should talk about the Zonta Club and what you guys do in Jamestown.
Well, Zonta is an international organization of professionals that goal is to empower women worldwide through service and advocacy, both on the local and international level. It's open to both men and women.
Okay.
I mean, we're not just a women's organization, but our goal is to empower women.
Okay. Both men and women. And this has been around Jamestown for a while.
A long time. I think some of our longest standing members are 20 plus years.
Whoa.
I believe Ann Carlson was a member of the Zonta Club of Jamestown as well.
Wow.
And so Zonta itself takes its initial roots from it was founded in New York State by a group of women who saw a need to empower women. And so that's where it started from, but it's grown to be an international organization. We're in almost every country on the planet, and I believe the international leader, the president of Zonta, mm-hmm. is currently from, it's one of the Scandinavian countries, Finland.
Oh my gosh, really? Finland?
I think.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. Very cool. So Zonta Club of Jamestown, been doing it for quite some time, a part of a bigger international organization, and to help empower women, you guys have a event that was put together 3 years ago now, I believe, right?
Yes. The Outstanding Women Leaders, or OWL, as we call it. this is our third year. We do a brunch every year in the spring to honor women in our community who demonstrate leadership or excellence in areas of women's health and advocacy, education, safety and equality. It's turning into a really big event. We're lucky Jamestown has such great women to mm-hmm. nominate for this award. And so we're in the process right now of accepting nominations. So if you know somebody who fits this criteria, we want to hear from you.
See, and that's the best thing about this is, like you pointed out, Jamestown is just a pool of talented and well-respected women in the community that provide so much, whether it's with a business, an organization, dedicating their time, volunteering. And this is just a good way to recognize that individual.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at our past women leaders, people we've honored in the past, last year in 2017, we had Cheryl McKintry from the Jamestown Public Schools, Karen Crane from the University of Jamestown, Kelly Crine from Lloyd's Motors, mm-hmm. and Tina Lawrence from the University of Jamestown. In 2016, we had Elizabeth Kapp from, she's currently at the University of Jamestown, mm-hmm. Joan Morris at AgriCover, Lynn Talley from Safe Shelter, and Michelle Stalinsky from the University of Jamestown. We've just had great former winners of this award,
right.
And we're looking forward to having another pool of great candidates to choose from.
Absolutely. Again, we have Kara Brinster with the Zonta Club of Jamestown joining us on Let's Talk. The Outstanding Women Leaders Banquet, or brunch, if you will, coming up on April 7th from 10 to 2 at the Harold Newman Arena. First time at this event, or
yes.
First time at this location. And again, we're looking for more volunteers or more people to be nominated for the award.
Correct. Nominations are open through March 21st. If you know someone that you would like to nominate, we'd love for you to contact Mary Lou Urquhart. She's the chair of the OWL Award Committee, and she has the nomination forms.
Okay.
If you're a chamber member or get the chamber newsletter, the nomination form went out in both February and March in the chamber newsletter, so you can find it there as well. You can contact Mary Lou at 701-952-8105 for both nomination forms and for tickets to the brunch.
Excellent. Yeah, we should go over how much the tickets cost. And does an individual have to be a member of Zonta to participate?
Absolutely not. In fact, this is an event for the entire community, men, women alike. We want everybody to feel like they can come and help us honor these women. The tickets are $15.
Okay.
We'll be having it catered by Emma Rosies from here in town. She's great. we love working with her. And so it'll be from 10 in the morning until about noon, however long we go. Our keynote speaker this year is Judge Sheree Clark from here in Jamestown. I know many people probably saw the article in the paper when she was appointed to the seat, that she's our first female judge in the Southeast Judicial District in a very, very long time. I do believe there was one previous female judge, but it was so long ago.
That's like way back in the history books.
Yes, most people don't even remember. And so we're honored that she's agreed to be our keynote speaker this year. It's just going to be a great event. We have some entertainment as well, which I'm going to keep to myself for the time being.
Under wraps? All right.
Just you know, get everybody to come out and see what we've got planned.
There you go.
It's going to be a great event on April 7th at 10 in the morning.
Absolutely. Again, Kara Brinster with the Azanta Club of Jamestown joining us on Let's Talk. Just one more quick question. If anybody's like interested in joining the Azanta Club, do you guys have like a monthly meeting, and is there anything they need to do that?
Absolutely. We meet every month on the first Wednesday of the month at the Gladstone Inn at in the Shady's part.
One of the banquet rooms. Okay.
At 5:30. It's always a Wednesday. It's always the first Wednesday, and it's always at 5:30.
Excellent.
We have a meal first and then our meeting to follow. And anybody is welcome to join us. You can contact myself, Mary Lou, our president, Kendra Kruger, our vice president, Penny Breeze, at the University of Jamestown, or any Azanta member. If you know a Azanta member and you want to come to a meeting, reach out to them and say, hey, I'd like to come, and we'll make sure that you get to come to a meeting.
That's awesome. Kara, one more time, do you want to give the phone number and where they can go if they want to nominate a woman for the Outstanding Women Leader Award?
Absolutely. Contact Mary Lou Urquhart, and her phone number is 952-8105.
8105. Perfect. Kara, anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I think that does it. Thank you so much for having me here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk About It.